Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Beautiful people day, Albie, for the Shattucks today.
We had a lovely day.
Yeah, it was a lovely day. We went to we popped into Master McGrath's, which we love, mm-hmm. Seabrook, New Hampshire. Freaking yep. Great breakfast. I've whacked out a whole bowl of that a whole bottle of that hot sauce on beautiful eggs. This whole thing with adding hollandaise sauce to stuff is mm-hmm. just a winner. Freaking great breakfast that was. And then we got, and then we went to Tender Crop Farm, because we're beautiful people, and got some berries.
Yes.
Some expensive berries, which are now being featured in my beer, because we got a couple beers from yesterday mm-hmm. that we got to get rid of. It's our cheat day today. We got to get rid of, because
berries are like the lowest sugar fruit. Like strawberries, raspberries, blueberries,
yesterday for our 6-year-old party at the playground in town here, I had a cooler full of mixed drinks, Bloody Marys, beers, etc. And only us and our friends from Melrose
partook.
Everybody else was not into it. They're not having it. It were mostly moms, and mostly they were shivering.
It wasn't really that cold.
I don't know. See, I would always probably just take a beer. I understand that they have days they want to get but then again, I may. They're not.
True. Yeah,
there's
true.
People, successful people probably. Very nice mom, so. Very nice. Mm-hmm. If you're out there listening.
Everybody was lovely.
Oh, and our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Tim and Jen,
absolutely.
Had a great time having them over.
Yep.
Great time having them over. Yeah, yeah, that was good.
Their kids were lovely. Everybody was lovely.
Yes,
it was very
excellent
fun.
Kids skills. Their kids were absolute, just extremely polite and of good temper. Not that most... A lot of kids aren't, actually.
A lot of kids aren't. Their kids are
so,
really
yeah,
lovely.
We went to the beautiful person's Tender Crop Farm today. That's a beautiful person thing to do.
And they,
where we spent seven times the normal, the market basket amount for berries. These beautiful person's berries.
They are lovely berries.
Lay in my beer.
Saw the beautiful people's turkeys.
Yeah, they've got a couple pet turkeys there in captivity.
Very I don't know fat. That they're pets. I think they may be headed towards the table.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think they probably have names or something, Alice.
I don't know.
What do you think? They have. There's only two there. You think two are going to the table?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
You think they just keep turkeys for entertainment?
Yes, I do. That's a little that little pen is for.
Well,
people.
Then we saw some live free or die turkeys later.
Oh, that was great, because this one was violent.
Some turkeys that were living their best life out in the wild and attacked
yeah.
our car.
Yeah, this one was
I was scared.
Rough.
You rolled out my window yeah, and I put him right back up. I was afraid.
This guy was, he was pushing, like he was bullying, and I put through the car in reverse and he was coming at us. It was great.
He chased our car when we drove away.
He pecked it.
He pecked at our car when we were stopped in the road. Dude, yeah.
If you're down in...
Was it like in Newburyport on Low Street? Is that where we were?
No, it was
off
that, off of... That was that street that's named after a person.
Oh, Hoyt.
Hoyt.
Something Hoyt. Yeah.
Look out, man. Don't walk down there. You better be ready. I'm a friend of the turkeys now. I don't even care if they're violent anymore. Anything that kills ticks. We got a tick on that baby today.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Check for ticks. The ticks are out.
Wow. How is this possible? The ticks and mosquitoes are already out.
I know. Global warming,
and
man.
The UFO hasn't landed, or at least I haven't seen it. We got to go to Portsmouth or Newburyport. The UFO hasn't landed. We're all a hot chicks.
The moms were still shivering at the playground.
I know.
Not warm enough
shivering
for the UFO
moms,
yet.
Not drinking. Come on, moms.
Okay, so I have an important show announcement. I see Justin is in the chat there. Hey, Justin. Hi, everybody. All our usual listeners. I would like everyone to know that we reported the issue with the Shat Chat to the Shat Chat company today. I mean, not today, the other day when it stopped working. I wrote, you know, we and our listeners don't seem to be able to leave messages from iPhone anymore. Other methods seem to work. Any ideas? Thanks. This morning, 6:46 a.m., Vladimir from SpeakPipe reached out and said, "Hi, I'm sorry for such a delayed response. There was a problem with the widget on the latest iOS version 17.4.1, so the recording did not work as expected. We've already fixed this problem in the widget, and now everything works correctly. If you still have any issues, please let me know." So we have the direct line to Vladimir now. If we have any issues, we can let him know.
Very nice. Well, do we know if it works?
We do not. I don't have an iPhone, so I was unable to test. I just saw this message a few minutes ago.
Oh, it doesn't work for me either. Let me try it right now.
Let's try. You have an iPhone, so we can find out if the chat works.
It wasn't, though. Let's see. Allow. Okay. Okay. So I'm using my browser, Alice.
Mm-hmm. And maybe just make sure you refresh the page in case that...
Burnbarrelpodcast.com. Here we go. About. Particularly silly picture of me. Start recording. Need to access microphone. No problemo. Access away. All right, bro. I am recording right now, Alice. It seems to be picking up my...
Okay, but it's really when you stop that the issue was happening.
Gonna stop. Oh, here we go.
Did it work?
Yes, it did, Tom. There you go. Send.
There we go.
Works, Steve.
There we go.
You're back in business, Steve. Let's go.
All right. There we go. See, the Slavs get it done.
Steve having to, having to send an answering machine message. How degrading for him.
Sorry. So, ChatChat is once again up and running for all you iPhone users out there. Not being an iPhone user myself, I did not have this problem. But those of you who do, you know, it's working again. So thank you, Vladimir, and the team at SpeakPipe for getting on that right away. Imagine, like, how crazy that must be, though, that, you know, the phone company just updates iOS and, like, stuff doesn't work anymore and you have to, like, run around and go fix it because they did something. Isn't that kind of, like, crazy and annoying? I would not want to be a developer.
No. Okay.
It's a pain. Okay.
In the news, Alice.
In
the
news.
Do you have anything else?
That was my housekeeping that I needed to take care of for today.
In the news, we have Iran attacks Israel. 300 drones, missiles, different kinds of things, and largely the attack was not successful. They tried. They threw everything they had. It was all an array of different
and
things.
And I mean, not successful. I mean, they stopped 99% of it, but when it's over 300 things flying at your country, like some of them did get through, caused some minor damage. I believe one person may have like been killed by shrapnel or some, or falling stuff from blocking some of these things. But yes, the Iron Dome that Democrats hate, that AOC cried about a few years ago when Israel got to keep their Iron Dome, it passed. I mean, just the concept of the Iron Dome is so insane to me. Like, not obviously it works, like it's great. Missile defense is like an important part of Israel's whole existence. But the idea that you as a country are just going to tolerate other countries shooting stuff at you so constantly that it's worth it to have this like state-of-the-art huge missile defense system all the time is so insane to me. And it just like highlights how much BS Israel puts up with that like no other country on earth would put up with this constant
threat. Oh, of course.
Threat. It's insane, but the idea that they need an Iron Dome.
So the administration, in U.S. warships were involved somewhat in the defense, but the administration's whole take now is that, okay, that's over with. No more escalation. It's over. That's it. We work together.
Well, as a matter of fact, last night was a huge success. Exactly. If you listen to John Kirby and the administration.
Assets, about waivers on sanctions.
Yeah.
Could this administration have been tougher on Iran? Did it sense an opening?
It's hard to look at what President Biden has done with respect to Iran and say that he hasn't been tough on Iran, that we haven't put pressure on them, that we haven't additional 500 sanctions, additional resources in the region. And let's take a look at that ballistic missile. Okay,
also relieving sanctions. He is not stopping to address that. He is walking right by. This is why it's good to have Kirby on staff rather than the KJP, because she would have been absolutely stuck in the mud here.
They launched more than 100 ballistic missiles, and how many got through? And the reason it didn't get through was because President Biden made sure that we pre-positioned forces in the region to help Israel shoot them down. So this vaunted ballistic missile program of theirs didn't turn out to be so vaunted last night.
But why not support something that would have stopped that program, or at least contained it in some way, so it's not launching in Israel, and we aren't having to get it involved defensively?
Again, Shannon, just look at the sanctions that we put in place against Iran. Look at the resources we put in this
The problem is that you eased sanctions on Iran. That's the problem, and gave them billions of extra dollars that they could use to attack Israel to do the October 7th thing as well. She gets to, at some point, use the word fungible. This Kirby was on four shows today. Every host asked him about fungible.
Region. It's hard to take a look at what President Biden has done and say that we've somehow gone soft on Iran. It was the previous administration that decided to get us out of the Iran deal. And now Iran is so much dramatically closer to a potential nuclear weapon capability than they were before Mr. Trump was elected.
That's doing some work there. Yeah, it's Trump's fault that Iran didn't do the attacking during his administration. It's Trump's fault.
Yeah, it's
the Iran deal is a weird, perverted love affair that Team Obama has with these psycho mullahs for some reason.
It's bizarre. And the weird, like, victory lap, it's the same thing as the Afghanistan withdrawal, which we should talk more about in a minute, too, because I think it's related to all of this. But, like, where the Afghanistan withdrawal was such a massive F up on every level and terrible, and American service members lost lives. It was. I mean, they got everything wrong every step of the way and put American lives at risk and put the lives of people who helped Americans in Afghanistan at risk and got them killed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then they come out and do this victory lap and call it a historic airlift. That's like what they're doing today. They're like, well, Iran is shooting all these missiles at Israel, which has literally never happened before in the history of the Middle East. This is the first time they've ever directly attacked Israel. But actually, it was so wonderful. Iran's now weakened, and we've shown such a strong international show of force. And this was really wonderful. This was a moment of coming together and a big success. What a great day. Like, they're acting like they did something really great when actually, like, the world is falling apart, and it's completely insane.
Inside, what?
My favorite was actually, I think it was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, when he started off by saying that it's obvious that Biden supports Israel because he's the only president that's visited Israel in a time of war. Well, that's contingent on the fact that there was a war happening in Israel during his presidency, which there wasn't during Trump's presidency. As a matter of fact, during Trump's presidency, there was historic peace in the Middle East. There was the Abraham Accords. There was not the same. The fact that Biden's huge screw ups on foreign policy are giving them, they believe, the reason to say that Biden's like a serious state. He's visiting in a time of war. Yes, because he made there be a time of war.
Yes.
Just like with Ukraine. Like, and they have the nerve, these people on Twitter last night, to be like, thank God this is happening with Biden in charge. Can you imagine if this were going on with Trump in charge? Well, yeah, it didn't happen with Trump in charge for a reason, geniuses.
And they tried to retail it whole thing. Like, he took the train for 8 hours in Ukraine into a war zone. It's like, he didn't have to take the train at all during Trump.
Right.
Nobody took the train to Ukraine during Trump.
Right.
You used to be able to fly into the airport during Trump.
Right. You could just go in and out of Ukraine like a normal country because Russia hadn't invaded it.
Right.
You know, and the weirdness of them still trying to pretend like Biden's the adult in the room foreign policy expert when it's the exact same failed policies that we saw for 8 years under Obama and saw stop under Trump, and now they're back again. Like, I don't, what more do people need to see here on foreign policy? I don't understand.
Yeah, Biden's always sucked on foreign policy. He's not good at this job. He never has been. I don't see...
Julian Phil in the chat say Biden's the only president to visit his beach house in a time of war.
Yeah. Yeah, great point. But Kirby was out there working hard today.
That President Biden committed to helping defend Israel.
But what are we saying to them now about a response they may choose?
I think, again, it's going to be up to the Israelis to decide.
The administration already leaked the fact that they had, that Biden shouted at Netanyahu and said, we're not going to be part of, you're on your own if you try to go after them. We're right. not going to do it. So the administration leaked that because they want the world, and especially Michigan, to see that they really still hate Netanyahu and Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the mixed signals with this frigging.
It's totally fine for Iran to shoot 300 missiles at you. Don't do anything back. Just chill.
Yeah.
What the next step is here. I will just say this. President Biden, since the beginning of this conflict, has worked very hard to keep this from becoming a broader regional war, to keep the tensions from escalating. Everything he's done.
Well, tell me something. Has this become a broader regional war?
Yes.
Okay. So he's worked very hard. Well, now, you know, there are other countries involved, including, I think, like, Turkey's involved somehow because Iran needed to fly through their airspace or something. Jordan's involved. Like, everybody's involved now. Everybody's involved. You had to do a lot of coordinating to
right.
send all your sucky drones. By the way, bueno job, Iran, having a suck-ass freaking drone offensive. Gets knocked down. What I think, I mean, and my feeling is this, is that now that Iran, and by the way, Iran has used a lot of their assets up. They mm-hmm. don't have a lot of the stuff on hand anymore.
Yeah.
Supposedly Hezbollah in
Lebanon.
In Lebanon has more of yeah. more ammo and more rockets.
So that was the thing, is they were like, well, we're watching for Hezbollah to get involved, and they didn't.
Yeah.
So, and sort of a bunch of people on the news were trying to like make the case that, you know, Iran knew that the Israelis were going to shoot all this down, so they knew that it wouldn't escalate and it would be fine, and now Israel should just sit back because Iran just wanted to do a show of force for their internal politics, and that now that's, like, totally fine. So you just have to...
And that's part of the story.
Right. So you just have to deal with the fact that they shoot all these missiles and drones and stuff at you, like, all night trying to kill people, and would have killed people if... You didn't stop them, and then you're just supposed to go back to what you were doing before, like, no big deal.
My feeling is this, is that immediately, within the next couple of days, Israel should fire missiles into Tehran to knock out the government buildings. There's a parliament building there with some stupid, like, brutalist-looking, pyramid-looking thing. Blow that away, and then destroy all their nuclear capabilities. They should get Iran hurting.
Yeah.
They've already shown that they've blunted Iran's strike.
Mm-hmm.
These mullahs, these guys suck. Iran sucks. I'm not saying the free people of Iran or the persecuted people suck. I'm sure there's plenty who just want to be free and can't stand these mullahs. And we've seen them out there for the last 15 years protesting bravely and trying to make a change. But the government and the hardliners and their adherents suck. Put them in caskets. Shoot some missiles at Tehran. I think America should be part of it. We need to be flexing our freaking muscle. And I know that Tucker Carlson's out on this, and Andrew, the kickboxer,
he's global wars too.
And like somebody else's son and all that stuff. I'm in on that.
Okay, well, I don't really want to be in a war with Iran necessarily.
We're in a war with Iran. Why do people understand this? We've
Trump
been in a war
president,
with Iran since 1979.
If Trump were president, this would not even have happened in the first place, is the thing.
I agree.
Because, and all these people saw it, just like we saw it back in 2021, when, that was 2021, right? When the Afghanistan withdrawal happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole world saw that, like, nobody was driving the boat anymore America. There's no one's at the wheel. It is, like, abandoned just, you know, they're letting the generals in the Pentagon just do whatever. Nobody's yes. in charge. There's no accountability. And so they know, like, Putin, absolutely, that's part of why Putin was emboldened to go into Ukraine.
Totally.
That is absolutely why China is looking at Taiwan right now. That's why these countries feel emboldened to do this stuff, whether it's Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran. Like, they feel like they can because they know America's not going to do anything about it. And Biden proves them more right every single day.
Yes. This is a guy whose physicality and demeanor does not belie the appearance that we're weak. It undergirds it totally. He's a living, animatronic proof of this. He's both weak and a coward and a pussy and incompetent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a few ideologues from the previous administration, Susan Rice, et cetera, who are really running things.
Right.
And, yeah, no, I'm absolutely for bombing. I don't like, they've been a pain in the ass for a long time. Let's bring them to bear. Help the Israelis out. We've got aircraft carriers in there. Let's go. Destroy whatever they've got of an air force. Keep them grounded. Decimate the ground troops. Make it freaking hot in there. I'm all for it.
But Biden's not going to do it, and they know he's not going to do it, which is why they're fine with doing this, that he's going to do it.
They want to do another nuclear deal.
You went to get the audio, right, of Biden telling everybody, like, just no. Just don't do that.
Right,
no.
Right.
No. Oh, like, this is Biden's foreign policy. Is like... You know, I'm going to whisper at you and berate you the same way he does when, like, he feels gas gets too expensive. He'll be like, gasoline station owners, lower the darn prices, man.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, but he thinks that's his foreign policy, too. He's
here's
like...
2022 and 2023, Biden to Putin and Biden to Iran.
And I wonder, Mr. President, what you would say to him if he is considering using chemical or tactical nuclear weapons.
Don't.
And I wonder, what is your message to Hezbollah and its backer, Iran?
Don't.
Don't do it, man. Like, this is like the Biden administration foreign policy. Is it has nothing to do with it. They know that he's not going to do anything. It's pathetic. It's the same like with the border.
Yep.
I'll just say don't come. And then pour a bunch more money into the NGOs that are helping people come. And then claim that Trump broke it. It's... His entire presidency is, like, so maliciously incompetent that it's astounding.
Yeah.
I think he's going to go down as, like, Woodrow Wilson-level sucky president.
Oh, definitely. Yes, and also just as malevolent.
Yeah.
You know, this idea of this tossing people in jail, etc. God, this guy's such a... Oh, he's such an old Senate windbag. And that's what happens. When you're a senator, you can hide your stupidity better. He didn't manage to do it for most of his career. But, I mean, this guy is an unserious guy. He's a corrupt guy. And... The whole idea that he's in control of the system, him and the Beltway boys. Meanwhile, Trump's going to court starting tomorrow for 3 days a week at least for charges of campaign corruption, a federal charge that's being prosecuted by a DA, like a local an attorney general.
Right, to claim that this is like an illegal campaign contribution, that he gave a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels.
Right, no, not just one. Like 83, because every time he paid Cohen, it was, in a sense, going to the hush money thing.
Right. So it's all elite.
It's like, all bullshit. It's all ridiculous. So what do you think they should we and Israel should do regarding Iran?
I think like a Soleimani type thing, like the type of thing Trump did. Like,
I think they should do Soleimani type
thing. No. But I mean, I think they should do something extremely targeted, take out some important people in a high profile, dramatic fashion, in a way that doesn't like need to put new troops on the ground or something. Because remember when Trump did that, everyone was like, my God, he's going to escalate and cause World War III. But Iran just shut up and slinked off into the, you know, they like did some,
they did
some cursory firing stuff at like some of our bases, but not in a very dramatic way. They kind of like...
Well, I mean, now we see, like, why. They suck at this.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I think you do something like that. Like, I don't think you march in as, like, a war. I think you do.
I have seen
you
some
take out some people and stuff like that. And I don't know enough of the specifics of the people. But, yes, my dear, what do you need?
Missiles in Tehran. That's a way to go. Right in where that big building is. Whack that building up immediately.
Can you please what?
I want to see if I can get something on Amazon.
Oh, we can talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, we can talk about it after the show, not right now. Okay. Thank you.
Amazon, huh?
Anyway, yeah, so the other thing on the Sunday shows is they were trying to do this stuff with Trump also. Like how historic all this is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Stephanopoulos was going after, who's he going after?
Sununu.
Chris Sununu, yeah, from New Hampshire, saying, I mean, you would still support him, sir. You said that he was corrupt. And there's this thing that they're doing where Stephanopoulos has really been trying to take this tack whenever he shows up at like one out of every four shows, where he puts moderate Republicans on the spot and say, how dare you, you know, normalize this guy. And it's like a shot across the bow to show moderates and other Republicans who had condemned Trump that...
You better not.
Yes, that they get the scarlet letter for life if they dare try to normalize him again. And he's like offended.
Well, but that's why a bunch of these Never Trump people like went insane, right?
Yeah.
Is because they went down the Never Trump path early on and kind of condemned Trump. I certainly was not a big Trump fan at the beginning. I don't think you necessarily were either. And, you know, and then so then if you change your mind about him, then you get called out for hypocrisy. So it's like they push a bunch of these people, like the Jennifer Rubens or whoever, into just being crazy because they're like, but you said this. So now if you don't agree with everything I say, now you're an insurrectionist, evil fascist, the other thing.
That's how badly America wants a culture change.
So just to sum up, you support him for president, even if he's convicted in classified documents. You support him for president, even though you believe he contributed to an insurrection. You support him for president, even though you believe if he's lying about the last election. You'd support him for president, even if he's convicted in the Manhattan case. I just want to say the answer to that is yes, correct?
Yeah, me and 51% of America.
Governor, thanks for your time.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Good morning.
There you go.
Yeah, and I mean, he berated him like 1,000 times with the same thing. I'm asking if you were okay with it. I'm asking if you were okay with it because you said that he led an insurrection and you said this and you said that. So, yeah, I mean, but that just shows you why you can never grant the Democrats and their media allies like a single inch. You know what I mean? Because it's like if you even so much as ever criticize Trump at all, they'll use it against you forever and say, but you said blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't have to be on your side forever and like everything that you always do now just because like I didn't love XYZ that Trump did. You know what I mean? Like, you don't own my life now. It's crazy. And by the way, I'm not like trying to marry Trump or something. You know, I'm not endorsing everything he ever does by voting for him. I just, you know, want the country to be functional and it's not right now. Mm-hmm. And in elections, you have a binary choice. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't It doesn't mean when you vote for somebody or you endorse them that you agree with everything they're ever going to do or say ever in your entire life, and you endorse every personal behavior that they've ever done. You're just saying, out of the two choices that I have, which is Joe Biden and this guy, I'm picking him.
Why won't Joe Biden close the border? Like, why is this chaos still happening?
Because,
what's he afraid of?
Well, he's afraid that the, like, immigration lawyer people will freak out at him and say he's being cruel and separating family. You know, they tried that with Trump.
Well, I get that.
You know, and that he'll lose more of his base the same way, like, with Israel. If he does the right thing, his base is mad at him. And he has too many people in his administration who are listening to psychos. But and the base wants this. The base wants to flood the country with people who are not from here, who can never be removed because they're saying that they have a legitimate asylum claim and they have a court date years and years and years away. And then they're just allowed to stay, because who's going to get rid of somebody once they've, like, started a life here and a family and own a house and, like, everything else, because they've come across the border and no court is going to listen to their asylum claim for years. It's absolute insanity. Like, and so they know that they're creating this permanent situation, and that nobody's going to want to undo it, because undoing it is going to be hard, if not impossible. So to them, this is the important issue, is this stuff. You know, like, flood the country with illegal voters, terrorists, criminals, whatever. And they've worked so hard to undo all the stuff Trump did, the Remain in Mexico stuff and everything.
I'm sorry, I'm just looking at the Jesse Singel thing that you sent us.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. That's great. That's great. Amazing. Amazing. Should you set it up?
You want me to?
I want you to. I can't.
It's
dirty for me.
This is something that some, like, trans activist person said on Twitter, and said, a lot of cis girls date and marry guys who would dump them without hesitation if they happen to have a penis, but they still think that what they have is love. He doesn't love you. He just loves your whole.
My goodness.
So trans people being edgy once again and showing that they're actually the ones who are obsessed with people's genitals and sexuality. Yeah. Fortunately, it's really, really lucky, because that's true, that most women are dating guys who would dump them if they turned out to have a penis.
It is true.
That's true. Accurate.
And I think guys appreciate the... If you're a guy, you've got biology caters to you physically in a way that makes the female anatomy very compatible.
Mm.
Very. But it's almost as if they're made for each other.
Yeah, almost like that. Yeah. But it's interesting, because he says that, like... You know, if you just happen to have male physiology, well, it's actually really fortunate then and convenient that 99.9% of people who men find to be attractive, engaging, and feminine romantic partners that they're interested in a romantic way, also happen to have that sexual equipment. It's, once again, almost like it was made to work that way.
Yes.
It's a crazy coincidence, but, like, 99.9% of the women that you find attractive and are interested in and have been in love with happen to be born with the correct equipment to be compatible with you sexually in the bedroom as well. It's almost like there's some kind of weird correlation there that nobody can quite put their finger on. And not, like, doctors randomly assign it to people at
birth. Oh, by the way,
birth.
This the new... The new CEO of NPR is in the news, Catherine Maher, M-A-H-E-R. And there's a bunch of her. I went through her Twitter today. There's a bunch of stuff. She said, sure, this is during the 2020 riots. I mean, sure, looting is counterproductive, but it's hard to be mad about protests not prioritizing the private property of a system of oppression founded on treating people's ancestors as private property. She's got a bunch of, like, she was big with Liz Warren as well. Mm-hmm. She's from Connecticut. She's, you know, got a Biden. She's the new head of NPR. She's a big partisan activist kind of chick, Northeast, progressive, chick, Alice.
Yeah.
What is my official ruling on her presidency of NPR?
You like her.
I do, because she's freaking hot as hell. She is a good-looking CEO. Oof. Catherine Marr. Yes, I'm following her right now. All for it. I mean, NPR, the obviously, the leadership's going to be progressive activists, because that's the content that they put out.
Yeah, and that's what their audience wants to listen to. Yeah. So, there you go. That's
faux intellectuals, listen to it.
Yeah, you send us a bunch, like, she's all into Black Lives Matter and all this stuff. where are we time-wise? Are we... Okay, we have more time, I can see.
We are...
I want to do one more thing before we do the chat chat, and then I do have a couple things for the Patreon show also. Mm-hmm. First of all, we also saw a lot about abortion on the Sunday shows, mm-hmm. which was like a big topic about how like Trump is going to lose because of abortion and all this stuff. I don't think it works that way. I mean, I do think that most of the country is not where I am on abortion, which is... That's right. True and accurate.
Most
and when the ballot
is
initiative
else on first trimester,
right?
They join you as soon as it gets to second trimester,
right? So, I think, yeah, would I like the rest of the country to be there? Like, I really would, but for better or worse, we live in a system where you have to convince other people of right. stuff. Like, I don't get to be the queen of the world, and
right.
in much as I think it would work better if
women
I were,
who are completely
but no.
politically naive. Have just mm-hmm. this one issue.
Right. And so, I mean, I think that, yes, when the ballot initiative is on the ballot and people show up to vote, they vote in a way that I don't like on those issues, which I, you know, even in pretty conservative states, but I think that it's a good, like, laboratories of democracy states time for people to figure this out and have this conversation, and that it's going to continue to be volatile for a while. Obviously, nobody, like, wants to put women's lives at risk or worry about, like, being able to seek medical treatment from a miscarriage. And I honestly believe that doctors and stuff who are saying, like, we're just not sure legally if we can help you with your miscarriage, like, I think that they're playing stupid games to like mm-hmm. get political results attention, because that's like not the no one in their right mind is going to prosecute this stuff.
Of course.
That being said, like I do think it's something that we're going to look back on like slavery.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, where it's like people are going to be like, how could anyone go along with that? And it's, you know, a big debate for a long time. And people did compromise on slavery. People who were very against slavery morally compromised on it for a very long time in this country. And, you know, people from nowadays look back on those people who compromised and judge them, even knowing that, like, we wouldn't have had a country, politically speaking, if people hadn't compromised on slavery. And slavery was very, very, very wrong, right? Like, and sometimes, like, that's the game you play in politics, is you compromise with people who are doing very evil things, because that's what you have to do to keep moving forward. And, you know, we all live in societies and take part in societies that do evil things, like, all the time. It's just, like, part of life and part of politics. You're not always going to be able to get the result you think is the most moral and good result all the time. I don't think, though, that even though people vote that way on abortion, I don't think that they associate that with Trump necessarily. You know, I think though he did put the judges on the Supreme Court who overturned Roe v. Wade, like, I don't think that they think that he's an extremist on abortion. I just don't, because he's not really. And I think people know that because they have known Trump long enough in the public eye that they know he's socially a liberal. You know, it's kind of totally. Like Trump on the gay rights stuff. Like, people just know that Trump is not, like, I mean, Trump didn't want to do the Bud Light boycott. He's not like this culture warrior guy. So trying to paint him as that when it's so clearly untrue, I think is not going to work for them. I think it could work for them with certain Republicans, like in Senate and House races. I think it did in 2022. Certain governors. Although I don't even think people necessarily do that. I think sometimes people vote for a person they like, even when they don't like their policies. Look at, like, Charlie Baker trying to get stuff done with charter schools in Massachusetts. People voted down that charter school ballot question to Charlie Baker wanted to expand the number of charter school students allowed in the state. People voted it down so hard in this state. And, you know, then he's still reelected with like 75% of the vote because people just still love him, even though they don't care for his policies and they, you know, undo them at the ballot box all the time. It's just one of these things where people don't always necessarily vote against politicians whose policies they don't like, because people vote for the person really at the end of the day.
Oh, totally.
Even though I think that's insane and I treat politics like a team sport and vote for my team even when I don't like what they do, you know, there's a bunch of people who don't think that way, who are like, I'm just gonna vote for the person I think is a nice guy or who is reasonable. But you know, I think bottom line, people are not going to vote for president on the basis of that policy. I just don't. I think that they're going to.
I don't think so in this case. I think other races,
oh, if it were Mike Pence.
For other races, they will, though.
If it were Mike Pence, like, then yeah, maybe. But I think Trump has credibility that he's a liberal on that issue. I think people know that he's a liberal on that issue.
Yeah.
And I think that. I think. People are hurting so badly economically that it's just not going to matter.
What is the heated sauce?
That is the Chelsea Fire Wicked Hot Sauce, and they bring us the Chelsea Fire Wicked Hotline Chat Chat.
All right, you ready for this?
I'm ready. I am ready.
Here we go. Allie, you ready? How was your mac and cheese today?
I'm ready. It was delicious. It was delicious. Thank you. Annie's.
Ooh. Here we go. Here we go.
Hey, Tom, Alice, Peter. Great podcast.
Thanks, Sean.
Fired up. I like when you get fired up. I'm fired up.
That was the punks, right? College punks that I was angry at Thursday.
Oh, yeah. We should talk about the student loan stuff, too.
Was that? No, we must have already. I assume that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But you know, all this.
The new data on it. Because the Biden administration came out with numbers about who they gave it to. And in the category of people who'd like been paying more than 20 years, it's like 750,000 people. Their average income is like over $300,000 a year, who had an average of $25,000 of loans forgiven per household. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I'm going to be up at Clock Tower soon if I do.
All this talk about our friend Dexter there and OJ, you know, it has me thinking about just how long our culture has been a out-of-control dumpster fire. Tom, I'm around your age, and I remember back in 94, Rodney King was kind of the first incident that I remember where a giant, non-compliant high on angel dust black man, you know, fought with the cops and, you know, received a beating because of it, obviously, because you don't behave that way, towards the police. And look what happened. I mean, the LA riots, I just heard an interview with one of the jurors on the OJ trial.
Yeah, we saw that.
Said that 90% of the jurors threw the trial.
Yep.
And said he was not guilty in response to Rodney King. And then you do.
Oh wait, during those riots, Ellison, let's record show. You know where Tom Shattuck was? 2 days before those riots, we were in LA. Me and my friend, we're driving back east from LA. We lived out there for a bit.
Your movie career didn't take off.
We were staying in somebody's trailer in Van Horn, Texas. The guy was a psychopath, but he's also the guy who got me my open water diver test. But we stayed with him for a week and like did odd jobs and stuff. He would show us. He'd be a little drunk at night and show us his huge dagger, his knife, and said it, in Vietnam he used it to kill, and said, and it will kill again. And this guy was just, he was like 66 or something, just an odd dude. He liked me, hated my friend. I thought that was good. Good. I mean, was good. And he had a wife who was like 19 and a kid. It was like, this guy was there. At the end of this trip, we were with him for a week. on the way out of town, the police pulled us over. We also had marijuana in the car. We had to actually buy a car from this guy. The cops pulled us over and asked what we were doing all week with that guy. And said he's known to police and he's shit, et cetera. And he searched the car and everything. He thought we were like drug runners or something. It was really interesting.
Wow.
Really interesting. Yeah, the car died in the middle of the desert outside of Van Horn, Texas. And while we were waiting, that's when I found a handgun on the ground, like an old Colt 45. I was like, wow, look at this. My friend then later brought it back to Winchester, restored it, and shot it in his basement. But yeah, man, those road trips. Those road trips. Van Horn, Texas. If you ever go there, let me know.
You know, you just go down the line at the George Floyds and Michael Browns and all the names out there of non-compliant, violent black men who either shoot at the cops or fight with the cops or pull knives on the cops or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's unbelievable to me that we haven't moved past that yet. And to be honest...
Well, it's amazing, but, you know, you've got activists telling young black men that the cops are going to murder them. And so some of them are just fleeing on foot. Some just don't want to go to jail again. Some are fleeing on foot because they're told that the cops are going to execute them, so don't stop.
Right. Like,
what are you doing? It's hard to get shot by the cops. You really got to put the time and effort in to do it.
And that guy, Dexter Reed, the one who shot at the cops, obviously, like, I don't think the cops are telling the full truth about that situation either. I can't wait to hear, like, what it is they were actually pulling him over for, like, what he was doing or what he had in the car. But, they did not see a seatbelt violation through his tinted windows.
No.
That is not why they had five tactical police officers show up, like, guns blazing. That? I mean... I think you need like a legal pretext to pull somebody over, but I assume he was doing something really, really shady.
The talk is the biggest canard going.
Good word.
If black mothers were really having the talk with their children, they would be telling them, first and foremost, you can't shoot at cops.
Right, that would be the first thing.
You can't fight the cops, and you can't pull knives on cops. And you can't...
You know what's sad is that John had to say black mothers. Because that's the, you know, parent around, you know?
Mm,
and that's the real story, right?
Of course.
Run. You can't punch them. I'm not saying you have to yes sir and no sir them and kiss their ass. But goddamn, if you're being pulled over, you can't shoot at the cops. And if somebody was having the talk, quote unquote, with their children, they might want to start with that point. You know, I don't believe.
Is this the same turn for 2 minutes now that you're
he's probably pulled over on the side of the road so that he can safely make the call.
I see.
Dexter there, I can't remember his last name. I think his mother is looking for a payday. I see no remorse out of her. You know, performative falling over and passing out and a lot of tearless crying.
Yeah.
But had she really cared about her child, she would have raised him better. And she would have given the talk that says, you can't fire a f***ing gun at a cop.
Yeah. No, and I mean, anybody, I'm not saying, like, it's tragic when your family member dies. I assume especially your kid, although I've never had a kid die. But anybody who has a family member who's troubled knows that they put you through this stuff 1,000 times over before.
Of course.
The worst ends up happening.
Right.
Right. Anybody who's like struggled with addiction or criminality or any of these things in their family or has a relative who goes through this knows that like you've lived this 1,000 times.
Yes.
The drama of it. It's not for anybody who's in a situation like that with a family member. This is like not the first time they've been through this emotional wreckage.
Of course. By the way, Alice, this is exciting. It says a message from Dr. Jill Biden.
Wow, that is great.
Alice, Alice. Yes. Alice, are you there?
Yes.
They call her Repeating Alice.
Wow. Personal shot at Alice Shattuck, Repeating Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Jill Biden doing an excellent Trump impression. That's my mind. They call her...
Mm-hmm.
Lion Beer-Swilling Alice. Oh, but I got the last Narragansett, by the way. Mm. Sorry, bro. You're going to have to
Did you see, if you refresh the page, that more messages were left since before the show? Yes.
Well, I see my message up there. This one here.
All right, bro. I am recording right now, Al.
Okay.
All right, Al. Dr. Cheswick, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Hi, folks.
Hey.
I actually lived in L.A. From October of 94 to April of 98.
Making you a suspect in the stabbing of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman.
Yes.
And I was there when they had the trial and, of course, the verdict. Yep. And I had a friend who I worked with say to me, you know, do you want to borrow a shotgun just in case? Because he had lived through the...
Right.
The Rodney King riots, which had only been like the year before or 2 years before.
And by the way, which President George H.W. Bush condemned loudly,
mm-hmm.
which is like nothing, something would not happen anymore. Now,
of course.
And it got dicey out there.
Yeah.
But after the verdict came in, I remember driving, I was at work and I was driving home on the highway, a freeway. Sorry, it's a freeway out there.
Yeah.
And as I was getting close to, I lived kind of near downtown, it was like a beehive with all the helicopters that were swirling around the courthouse. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, I just remember how, what people thought and how divided people were in their thoughts, you know. Just unbelievable.
Yeah. Some people thought, like, he's got to be not guilty because. We keep getting screwed. So
yeah, we get a free one now.
Yeah, we get a free
one. Our team gets a free one. Like,
works for me, I guess. I guess. Who knows?
Oh, I can't believe it. Speak Pipe is working.
All right, good. Good to have you back.
Speak Pipe is working. That's right.
Thanks, Vladimir.
I don't know where this ranks. Which is worse? The AIDS epidemic in Africa or SpeakPipe not working for a while?
That was tough.
I think the AIDS epidemic is probably more of a large-scale humanitarian tragedy.
SpeakPipe. It's like a tongue twister.
I know.
SpeakPipe.
Well, else we're only using 754.67 megabytes out of our 50 gigabytes available, in case you want an update.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Sally sells? Sally's not involved in selling seashells. It's she sells, right? Sally?
It can be Sally.
It can?
It can, yeah.
Not heard that.
Yeah, yeah. She's bonded with Peter over the fact that both he and she feature in tongue twisters.
Yeah.
What was last episode? Was that like Burn Barrel Raw? Like F-bombs?
Yeah. Sorry about
F-bombs
that.
F-bombs and...
That was a bit, yeah.
Tom going, here's the thing about black people.
What? Oh, damn.
Oh, man. I'm glad it didn't go way off the deep end. Like, oh, man, we're getting in Klan territory.
No. I wasn't condemning anybody based on race.
Oh, God. Oh, shoot.
Oh, come on. Damn it.
Oh, they'll probably be beeped out.
Yeah, I'm going to have to grab that one.
My
now.
Luck.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, definitely. You're right about that. You're right about that. That was, it was an animated show. I had forgotten, really.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Leave your chat messages. It all works now. If you're listening on Patreon, you can stay there. We're going to do more Patreon show. Reminder that you can listen to the show ad-free on Patreon, extra content, live streams, etc. That's patreon.com/burnbarrel. Of course, the show is free with ads that obviously we love all the products that all feature in our ads.
Yes, I use it.
So if you like to listen with ads, we endorse that also wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.